a new placement, for each of us to stand in a new reality, for each of us to coincide with our true birthright. So what we're doing is we're learning how to stand out. We're learning how to witness our truth, our levity, our loveliness, our highest aspiration. So as we do this, we permit ourselves, I'm going to use the word advance, but it's really to extend, to blossom, to reach beyond present understanding. Because remember, understanding of the intellect only goes so far. And what we're doing is allowing ourselves grace. We're allowing ourselves liberation. We're allowing ourselves our true assertion. So what's occurring literally is we're coming into consent. We're coming under the umbrella of our higher witness, our higher self. Now that's very relevant, because think of it as an umbrella, as a covering. So there's now this covering that's covering all of our possibilities, this covering all of our circumstances. Our job is to relieve ourselves of the 3D paradigm, to relieve ourselves of the belief in punishment, to relieve ourselves of the belief in separation, and to stand out. Now, standing out means we're no longer consistently following trespassing against ourselves. So that's going to be the belief in judgment. Stand out is because our signature vibration of our soul is going to resonate, is going to be felt. It's going to be felt by us, which means that there's going to be a, I'm just trying to get everyone muted. Okay, so there's going to be an acceleration. That's where some of us like are still standing at the train station waiting to decide if we're ready to board the train. But here's the thing, if we don't, then we're just standing still. If we don't, then there's not gonna be a lot of movement. It's gonna be like they're showing me the merry-go-round, like a carousel, where you're just going round and round and round. So as we will stand out means, as we will prioritize our heavenly bliss, the energy that's coming forth, that's stepping forth, is coming forth for our extreme pleasure. So in other words, it's coming to make all things possible. It's coming to relieve ourselves of present circumstances. Now, circumstances doesn't mean you leave your linear existence. It means that the beliefs that are holding certain things in place, that are holding certain props in place, are no longer relevant, because we're coinciding with our loveliness. In other words, we're receiving, accepting our upgrade. We're standing out means we're saying yes, please. But we're not saying yes, please, as if there's some foreign element that gets to decide our fate. You know, it's like, oh, what is the judge going to decide? We are our own judge. We are our own savior. So when we say yes, please, we come into alignment with our own heavenly essence, our own higher self. So here's the beautiful thing. There is no mirage in form that can keep you from this consent. Nothing. All that we do is we give ourselves permission, and there's the leprechaun, and there's the pot of gold and the rainbow. So again, you want to remember, as we're dreaming this 3D, and when we dream up leprechauns, what we're dreaming up is grand fortune. What we're dreaming up is possibility. What we're dreaming up is correct value. I literally have this cute little mouse with a Santa Claus hat on. So think about it. It's like Christmas and leprechauns, like all the possibilities of the light, because we're coming into our final stage of completion. So everyone's like, I just saw ears perk up, like final stage, are we there, are we there? So this is the point. We are there. We're at the train station on the platform, deciding if we get on the train or not. Now, it doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't we want to get on the train? It means releasing. It means releasing status quo. It means releasing all our defenses, all of the things that keep us kind of in the shadows, kind of like in the darkness. We're going to stand out. So that means, in English, whatever we haven't dealt with yet is going to be a priority, because it's also going to stand out. It's just going to be there. And it's like someone turned on the lights and there's no escaping it. And what's also going to stand out is our gift of ascension. In other words, our corrective value, our truth. So it's like when we face our shadow, when we face the devil, when we face all of our projections of fear that we've been trying really hard to keep in that last drawer, we do so with alchemy. We do so with heavenly bliss. We do so with the consent of our true nature, with the consent of our holy witness. So we are the ones that shorten the need for time. We are the ones that establish grace. We are the ones that consent to standing out and receiving our holy advancement. So as we will receive these energies, as we will receive these offerings, as we will receive these upgrades, we report to our own commencement. We report to our own graduation. We report to the reason for arrival, because that's why we're all here. Each of us have the grace sort of like in our back pocket, in our suitcase, in our carrying bag. And so we're here to insert higher truth. And we do that through our own consciousness. So a lot of us are like, how can I serve? How can I serve? And we're getting to the chapter in the book that says, we'll serve the self. And it's like, oh, can I busy myself doing something else? Because it means no longer avoiding the self. It means standing still, opening up, receiving the umbrella of grace, opening to our own mercy, opening up to our own riches, and at last coming home. So as we will do this, we then offer this tool of the trade. We offer this remembrance to all of mankind, to all of womankind, to all of our brethren. So we welcome all home through our own homecoming. So as we will receive a place of honor, as we will receive our grand fortune, as we will receive our divine appointment, we come under that umbrella of grace, that umbrella of leadership, that umbrella of true understanding of self. So as we will relieve ourselves of time, when they say true understanding of self, they mean our multidimensional self. That's already one with our future understanding. So as we will allow the curtains to like just be pulled back, where there's nowhere to hide and there's no more need to hide, because we have all the puzzle pieces now. We have all the remedies now. So again, it's coming under the grace of your own higher consent, your own higher self, where all things are possible to one that believes, not because we're looking for a strength from another, but from our own holy witness, our own holiness, the Christ within as an aspect of our true understanding of self. Remember, there is no separation. It is, they're saying it's like time to grow up. It's like we have the masters surrounding us, reflecting to us our own master essence. This is where we're no longer children, that but we get to graduate to our true homecoming. So BV like children is acquiring that essence of innocence, where we drop all those falsehoods, where we drop the belief in scarcity and judgment and negativity, all their projections on self and others. And we witness truth. So as we will allow ourselves to receive, as we will allow ourselves to attain our grand fortune. There are my leprechauns again. That sounds pretty good. Grand fortune and leprechauns. And like golden coins just falling out of that container. So the golden coins again, they want me to explain this. It's spiritual wealth. It's like when Lakshmi arrives. It's wealth of the finest quality because it's wealth of our new birthing. It's wealth of our manifestation capabilities. So in other words, we co-create whatever we need, whenever we need it. That's true wealth. Because anything someone's handing to you, well, what if it's lost? What do you do then? You're still subject to a comedy of errors. In other words, you're still believing in polarity where things come and go. So true spiritual wealth is you have the means to co-create with your higher source all that is needed. Now there's this huge pentacle. That this pentacle is, it's like, first it was like the Ace of Pentacles or whatever, but then it went horizontal and it became a covering. So remember the umbrella. This pentacle is literally covering all of us. And so the symbolism is again the power of manifestation. That we all have this gift. What we're learning to do is to manifest out of loveliness, manifest out of true sequencing, rather than out of impoverished thought system. So as we will receive this upgrade, as we will receive this allowance, we open up. There's the prosperity card. We all love that card. So, and they're showing me like the tree of life. And each of us, it's like we all became a tree. And that's very relevant because with the physicality, you're rooted with Mother Earth and you're also receiving that heavenly chi. So a tree has no problem prospering and growing because it's receiving the benefits. It wouldn't dream of not to. It doesn't block itself from all the nutrients, from all the richness. Doesn't block itself from the sun, doesn't block itself from the nutrients of Mother Earth. So this is where we're coming into our own container, our own vessel of our true nature, of our true allowance. Dismissing all charges against self. They wanted me to include that before we finish, because some of us are still holding grudges against self. They're like two. You've been excellent stewards. You get that. You got to release the past. You heard the message last time to release the past. You got to forgive, because otherwise you're creating out of your linear sequencing, and you're not playing master. So you got the first part to forgive others, and I literally see like the loose leaf sheet, like check, check, check. Self, please add. Yes, my love. Yes, my love. Please add self to your list. Please add self to your list. Please add self to your list. They asked me to say it three times. There's nothing wrong with your recording. They wanted me to say it three times. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Because it drops into the subconscious that way. It's time to forgive the self. You have done an excellent job. Two of you are like neck to neck on this. And forgiving others. And for the rest of us, we're all mirrors of each other, so check it out for yourselves. Where are you still holding a grudge against self? This is about recognizing our innocence. So we got deposited, we got dumped, we elected to insert ourselves into a lifetime of extreme polarity, where it's the world of the ego. So of course we're going to play, we're going to fit in, we're going to assimilate. So we took on those energies. So now we're kind of like dusting ourselves off. What am I still believing that's false that's keeping me from the kingdom, from my own heavenly witnessing? I got the magician card. We're about to move into a very strong belief of magic. So to do that, we have to decide who we are. We have to decide what story we're aligning with. Are we from the stars? Are we light? Are we witnessing holy truth of all? Or are we still following the old story? And if we are, it's not about judgment, ridicule, fear. Notice what comes up. And just like people always talk about cappuccino, like shaking the energy off my dog. It's like he knows what he's doing. It's shaking off that old story and remembering it's a story of an ego script. It's all it is. It's not you. So as we come under the umbrella of protection of light, we restore our faith in our own witnessing, in our own readiness. And there's the magician card, because we're about to create with magic. So as we seal this activation, we offer it to all our resemblances. This means all of ourselves in this incarnation. It may feel like you're singular, but you have, you're all like, they call it disassociative. I still call it multiple personality, because it's just easier to think of it that way. We have different parts. You know, we have the 8-year-old, we have the 10-year-old, we have the 20-year-old, whatever. And they're all kind of acting out in different ways. So these energies are coming and being distributed to all facets of self. Allow that to be received. Allow that to be extended to all of life. Now, this includes all of our various parallel lives, other extensions of time, meaning what we would refer to as past lives. Because remember, when there's no separation, there's no need to go backwards. There's no need to avoid the present. When they say that, it's why not now? There's some of us that they're saying are reading books and they have like, do this exercise, do a symbol, whatever. It may be a channeled exercise. And you say, yes, that's a good idea. I'll come back to it. Do it in the present. You're reading it now because you're ready for the releasing in the now. Notice when you put things off. Just notice it. I should get to that. That's the ego trying to stall you out. That's the ego trying to keep itself going. So when you notice that tendency, just politely restore faith in the brotherhood. Restore faith in your higher gaze and choose the now moment. They're saying it's an important passage, a rite of passage, where we no longer believe in time, like we got to put something off. Come into the present. Forgive myself now. I choose the symbol now. I open up to my higher self now. And we offer these energies to all of life, all of our brethren, our brothers and sisters, all those in positions of offering guidance, help, support, creating policies for all of the world population. May all receive these blessings. Let us pray. So it is. All righty. Let me read my chats real quickly. Oh, thank you. Okay, so let's see how we can be of further assistance.